Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're talking about vision and learning to set a vision. One of the things that we have to learn to do in our life is to set our vision and to set the things that we want. A vision is a direction that you want to go. And really, what's beautiful about understanding when you set your mind to the direction you want to go, your energy works to bring everything into fruition for you, and no one can stop you because it's a vision. You have a vision in spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and all these other things. And so when your vision is set, to improve yourself spiritually, mentally, you will begin to align to that direction. And it's really beautiful because your spirit works with you to make it happen. And to make it happen in abundance and in totality. This is why there's never anything that's anything that could be against you, because your spirit is working for you. Your energy always works for you, and it works against other things that would come at you. And so it's really important to remember to really begin to work on yourself and really set your vision. What are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your desires? And really begin to use your energy to set that space. We don't use our energy to worry or have negative emotions. We use our energy to set our vision. You set your vision. Write down the things you want. You want to be rich. Set down, write down the plan. Write down that you want to be rich, and then begin to plan out to do something that's executable. We need to have an executable plan to get to where we're supposed to be getting to. You set the plan. And this is one of the things about vision. When people have vision in their life, they're going somewhere. They have an intended goal in mind, an intended destination. And this is why vision is important. You have people who are visionaries. You think of Bill Gates. You think of Robert Johnson, who created BET. You think about other people. They're visionaries. Visionaries are people that have a vision. They see a direction, and they go that way. And so a visionary will make changes in the world. That's what visionaries do. Visionaries see a direction down the road, and they start building in that direction, and they go that direction. And so it's really important to understand what a visionary is, and you be a visionary for your own life. Don't just settle for the status quo. And that's what people do a lot of times. They begin to settle. But the universe has intended for you to have the best life possible. And so because of this, you learn to really set your mind, and the universe will bring things in order that will work in abundance for you. And this is why we begin to understand, we set our mind, instead of worrying, using our imagination to worry, we instead use our imagination to create the life that we desire. This is incidentally also one of my shows on Clubhouse. We also have this podcast about creating the life you desire. So many people create negative things for themselves because their mindsets are negative. They create the life they want by their negative mindset, their negative energy, and they wonder why they keep having the same situations. But when you want to change your life and to make a better life for yourself, you will be aligned to the right people, places, and things that will help you to do that. This is why you get rid of jealousy. This is why you get rid of envy. This is why you get rid of hate, because those things are what you're setting your sights on. That's your vision, is envy, jealousy, or hate. And that will always get you into that space and that place of envy, jealousy, and hate. It will always get you there. If you're focusing on envy, jealousy, and hate, you're going to be there. That's just how that works. And so, but when you set your sight to do something in the world, or to create something, or to be a contributor to the world, one of the things you begin to do is you set the vision, and you begin, your spirit works to get you the plan to make it happen. And so this is one of the reasons why we begin to set ourselves, our vision in order. We stay positive in the midst of this because it's all going to align to the right spaces and places. It's all going to align. It's going to line up, and it's going to align with everything in every way and everything possible. This is why we begin to really let go of the past and begin to live in the present day. And because of this, we will begin to set things in order in our lives and in the lives of others. We'll become a contributor to other people. In this, it involves focus, and we'll talk about what focus looks like a little later when you understand what you're focused on. We learn to focus on the right things in life. We learn to focus on things. And as we focus, we will get the things, you will get what you're focused on a lot of times. This is why you focus on your life. You don't focus on anything that's not what you desire. And we will talk about really understanding this and being a visionary to your own life. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about vision, and this is still part of the becoming the marriage material that you want in this part of the series. And we're talking today is becoming, the person you're looking for, really, really becoming what you're looking for. So many people want to be in a relationship, and then when they get in a relationship, they can't handle it because it's such a that's a responsibility. And one of the things that happens when you're working on yourself, you actually are becoming what you desire. And this is what people see in you. When people want to be with you, they see who you are. They see the substance of you. And this is why you work on yourself. When you work on yourself, humility, kindness, I've told you about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. Diligence, kindness, joy, peace, tranquility, integrity, honesty. One of the things you begin to understand, you begin to be around people who are the same way. You begin to really begin to be around the people the same way. And this is what people see in you. They see your real self. They see your real energy. And this is what attracts people to you. This is why you are to work on yourself. Have a vision for what you want in your life. What kind of relationship do you want? What kind of person do you want to be with? Where do you want to, what kind of things you want to do? What kind of conversations do you want to have? Begin to set that in order and begin to work on yourself and begin to set your standards. Having standards is a good way to not waste your time. People think that when you have certain standards, people can't meet them. Somebody will meet your standards. And when you understand that when the higher your standards, the more they'll, the more you'll get them. This is how it works. And you need to be picky. You need to have what you want. Because your spirit works to bring it to you. Your spirit works to bring what you desire. Energy sees energy. Your spirit brings you what you want. Your own energy brings you what you want and keeps out what you don't want. It's all in is your spirit attracts what you want. And when people want to be with you, they see those qualities in you because they will see what they desire. And this is one of this is one of the things that people will see. They will see who you are. They will see the real you. People always see the real you when they want to be with you. That's what causes them to make a decision about what they want, because they see the real you. They see your spirit. They see your energy. If you have negative energy, they know to steer clear of you. That's a promise. They will not be near you. That's how that works. They will not, if they want to be with somebody who doesn't want to cause them a headache, they will steer clear of you. But when you learn to work on yourself, strength, courage, wisdom, knowledge, insight, comprehension, and integrity, honor, honesty, love, joy, peace. These are things that people will see. These are the jewels. These are things money can't buy. These are things that you do for yourself and you work on for yourself. When you see, when people see you, they see what they want in you. And so this is one of the reasons why they will gravitate to you. Negative people can't be around positive people, and negative people don't attract positive people. You can't be a bad person trying to attract something good. And so this is one of the reasons why you set your mind to what you want. What is the vision, what you want? What kind of person do you want? Do you want, you can't find a good girl going to clubs. I mean, that's just how it is. You finding somebody to hook up. I mean, if you want to find, you go to an art exhibit, you can find somebody, along those lines. And so we have to really begin to really understand what we are looking for and really becoming that thing in the way we are supposed to do, living this out. People are attracted to our spirits, our own energy. And this is why we work on our own energy to make it happen. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're talking about there is more, and we're going into vision and really understanding how to set the vision for your life. I was in Virginia Beach, and I think I told this story before about a young woman. She had been married for 41 years, and her husband had recently passed away, but she told me about her marriage and what she wanted for her marriage. And she wanted her husband to be happy. And she couldn't figure out why her marriage worked for the first 21 years of her, first 21 years. And then one of the things that happened is that in that 21st year, they had a conversation and she found out he wanted her happy as well. There was a vision for their marriage. They were looking to help, support each other. They were looking to help, build each other up. They were looking for things in their marriage to build it up. They had a vision for their marriage, for one another. And this is what's important in your marriage. You set a vision for your marriage of what you want to do, your vision, values, and your training, what you desire. Your vision and your values are very important. What are your vision for your marriage? What's your vision for yourself? What are your vision for your wife and your husband and your partner? What is a vision for your children? What is a vision? What are your value system? What are you holding on to as a family? What is your spiritual makeup? All that stuff. These things are important. It's important that you have some kind of spiritual practice, whether it's just simple meditation on love or you just whatever you do, what it is, but it will help you to align to your vision. Your spiritual makeup helps you to direct your steps in what you want to do and bringing everything together. Energies attract. You and your partner are one spirit, and you attract the same energy. You're one energy. You and your partner are one spirit, one spiritual energy. And as you're working on yourself, you will begin to attract. You'll begin to attract good things because only goodness and kindness will seek you out all the days of your life in your relationships and your marriages. You're one energy. You're just one complete spiritual energy. So as you are working on this vision in yourself for yourself, your marriage will just go the way it needs to. And so this is one of the reasons why we take time for our partners every day. And we set our minds to really just, love on our partners every single day. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. We're supporting their dreams. We support their dreams and set the vision for their dreams. And one of the things we begin to see is that things will begin to align in our marriages. There's no competition. There's only completeness. And we begin to really thrust our partners forward in our marriages, and they begin to feel that support. And so this is one of the reasons why we set our vision for our marriage. We want more, toxicity is a goal for some people, but we have to learn to really cultivate our marriages in the way that we want them to go. If we want peace, we begin to sow peace into our marriage. If we want calmness, we sow calmness into our marriage. We begin to do that by working on ourselves. As you work on yourself, your marriage will go that direction. Instead of fighting, you're sitting here in, empowering your partner. You are loving on your partner to empower them. That's how it works. As you work on yourself, you are empowering your partner. This is why we meditate on our own energy. because we get what we desire. We don't have people who don't align to us in marriage. I promise you that. Our spirits keep people that are not supposed to be in a way. And your marriage is your choice. To lay there in bed with somebody, that's your choice to be there, to lay there in bed with them and to have them and to be next to them. And so we have to make the decision to be close to them and to work on ourselves, you know, and set a vision for our marriage, because it's just going to be one adventure after another. We finish one thing and the next thing begins to happen. And so that's one of the things you begin to manifest, because it takes energy to manifest things. It takes energy. And your spiritual energy is important. This is why you use your energy in your marriage. You start with those 13 attributes we always talk about, and you just focus on that, humility and kindness, and you seek to support one another in what you're doing. People can feel that support. Always remember that people can feel your support. When you support people, they can feel it, especially your spouse. You know, there is no competition. There's just support. People can feel that. And so this is one of the reasons to remember that when you are supporting somebody, you know, they know this. And so it will begin to make your marriage better and more empowering. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me.